The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The rector of our seminary was very, very big on words. In fact, in his office, he had a plaque that said, "Lord, today let my words be sweet and tender, because tomorrow I may have to eat them." Words convey a message. But not just the words themselves. The way they are arranged convey a message and an idea. He used to always use the example, "Good morning, Lord," and "Good Lord, morning." Same words, different idea. The words we use betray who we are and what we believe. Oftentimes, the words we use and the way we put them together say more about ourselves than about someone else. My brother and I are fairly close now. We weren't always. We were like typical brothers, going at it when we were growing up. You know how that is, right? We didn't fight physically. That stopped after he got bigger than me, my little brother, hulking over me. But I could use words, and a strategically placed word here or there would frustrate him to no end. I used to get great enjoyment by making him turn red and just unable to mutter anything coherent. And get him on the verge of exploding. Now, to be fair, he could do this exact same thing to me. The difference was I was just much better at it. We figured out a little while ago why we were at each other all the time. Most of it was jealousy. We wanted what the other had. And if we couldn't be that way or have that, well, we were going to make darn sure that the other couldn't. The other thing that put us at odds with one another is that we were cut from the same cloth. We grew up in the same family. We were so similar. And when we looked at one another, what we were criticizing and making fun of in the other is really what we didn't like about ourselves. The case of the speck and the plank. Words wield great power. With just a few strategically placed words, we can create pain, resentment, division. And yet, with those words, we can also create and bring about joy, healing, encouragement. Think about the words that bring those things to fruition. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. Words have great power. It's amazing what we can do with our words. The words we use, the way we use them, betray our store of goodness or our lack thereof. My friends, pray that all of us may have words that are sweet and tender.